Live in the moment. It's the only one you have. This moment is so important to you. In this very moment, you can make decisions that will concern the rest of your life and to either help or harm someone that's in your path. Live in the moment. Living life is not easy. The older you get, the more experience you have. The more experience you have in this thing called life, the more you understand it doesn't get easier. Life is rough. Life is tough. That's why God only blessed us with so many years living here in the physical body. Because God realizes that. So God lets us know, here's what I want you to do. I want you to live life with me. I don't want you to live a moment in your life without my power. Now, I have given you my love, and in my love is my strength. In my strength is my courage. Live in the moment with courage. Now, courage is a word that very few people will ever truly witness in action, but that all of us have the ability to use in our life. Courage. I've got a definition here of courage. Courage is the strength of purpose that enables one to withstand fear or difficulty. A strength of purpose. Courage. Physical courage is based on moral courage, which is a reliance on the presence and power of God and a commitment to His love. And let me tell you about courage. Courage does not mean you're not afraid. You're a human being. And the reflexes of your human existence, when something's thrown at you, your hand goes up. When as you get older and you start tripping and falling all the time, any of you know what I'm talking about? As you start bouncing off the walls and all of that, you'll notice your hands go up. Does she break your wrist, break your finger? You know, you do all that. Well, what happened? Well, I tried to catch myself. That was a reflex. Courage goes to the depth of you. It doesn't mean you're not afraid. Here's what it means. Courage comes at times in your life when it is truly needed. Now, hear me. I guarantee you, you talk to our Medal of Honor recipients, you will find them telling you, or all of those who have been awarded for their bravery, all of those you will find, they didn't intend to begin with to do it, but the need was there. A brother was in danger. There was hurt going on. Courage does not mean you're not afraid. It means you're standing there and your body is stiff. You start trembling. You're trembling from head to toe. Your muscles are locking up. And you go anyway. You do it anyway. That's courage. That's a power of the supernatural. That's a gift from Almighty God. The courage to make a difference in someone's life. The courage to take a stand for what is right when all around you is nothing but wrong. Courage. And God says, I'm looking for courage. Now, it's not that particular individual is courageous on their own, But that particular individual at that particular time, because of their relationship to their Creator, has chosen that personality to go. And they accepted the call in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Accidents happen. You don't expect driving in to get something to eat and a sign fall on your vehicle. You don't expect in an instant at a red light someone runs it. But God gives courage to those who are around. It's in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that things happen. Life happens. It happens in moments. You put all of those little moments together, and time marches on. But the Lord says, I want you marching with me. I want you to allow me to be a part of your onward march. But then he says, but wait on me. Have the courage to wait on me. It doesn't take the courage to do something foolish. That just comes natural for us, to do dumb stuff. Do you ever have a bad case of the stupids? I mean, you just do, I can't believe I did that. And everybody around you saying, I can't believe you did it either. And then they understand, because tomorrow they do it. It's just a part of life. But the Lord says, here's what I want you to do for success. I want you to wait on me. Well, Lord, I want to get it done for you. You've told me what I need to do. Now, the Lord never told you to do anything on your own. Listen to me. When God gives you direction to do something, He never tells you to go off on your own and to do it. The Word tells us, wait on the Lord. The direction will come. Because in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, disaster can hit. Heartache, heartbreak, Goliath can show up. And when Goliath shows up in your life, you need direction. You need help. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And the Lord, when He says to you, it's time, then with courage, you take the step. You see, when we wait on the Lord, we don't know God's plan. I just don't. I know God called me to preach, but I don't even know from Sunday to Sunday what He's calling me to preach. And not only that, it doesn't matter what I have up here. The majority of the time, I don't hit it. You know why? Because God says, I'm in control. See, your life, your life means something to your Savior. God sees you as important, and He don't want you running into the ditch of life. He wants to protect you for what's around the curve. You can't see. He's already been there. And the way is prepared for us. Have the courage to wait on God. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When my heart is strengthened and I hear the call, feel the touch of the Master's hand, it is my obligation to use His courage to preach, proclaim, or do physically. But wait on the Lord. Don't go into battle without the Lord. All the kings of the Old Testament were warned. Check and see what God says before you go to battle with this nation or that nation. Folks, take time. Talk to the Lord. Well, I don't know what to say. Well, what's on your heart? Have the courage to call on His name. What do you? Somebody will think I'm crazy. Well, you probably are half, because you're a human being. Life. I've never met a parent that didn't say to the kid, "You know, I love you to death, son, daughter. But through the years, many times I thought you was going to drive me crazy." You've been told that after you, yeah. You know why? What makes us crazy is love. We don't want our children harmed. We don't want them hurt. We don't want them making the same foolish mistakes that we made. So young folk, when mom or dad says don't do that, you can probably count on it. They know they don't want you doing it because they already went down that road. And they know the hurt that comes from it. Have the courage to listen. Have the courage to accept. Have the courage to get prepared for the boldness. Because when Christ then moves in you, that's holy boldness. That's moving when you're afraid to move. That's your body moving forward, though it's trembling in the process. That's the holy boldness of courage. Have the courage to place your hope in God. Oh Lord, all my hope's in all the knowledge I have. Well, you don't have hope in much. All the hope is in what I know. Well, I know I don't know that much. Because you see, I've lived life. You're living life. When you live life, you notice something. There's courage in each step. To be a parent takes courage. People are being asked not to have more children. They need to get away from this church. People are asking, you know, please, let's slow down until the United States comes to zero birth. Is that what the deal is? Or the Christian church has no one sitting in the pews? Is that what the purpose is? Let us not multiply as Christians. Let us not multiply as families. Let us. But I thought that goes against what God said do. I thought God said, you see, wait on the Lord. He will do the direction. Psalm 31 verse 24. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Promise of today is a gift from God. Hope for tomorrow is a gift from God. It is hope. Without hope, the prisoner of war cannot keep her sanity. Without hope, those who are locked in rooms as they age, those who don't see any hope, give up on help. Yet you and I are called by God to give hope and to give help, to care enough to reach in, to care enough to get involved, to love enough to go beyond what is normal. I don't even know what normal is anymore. We have witnessed so much hurt and pain in our nation in the past few years. There's a brokenness going on within our country. But the brokenness is in spirit. You get your spirit right, the spirit mended, the thinking gets straight, and the individual acts right. Do you ever tell your kids, you need to act right? Your wives ever tell your husband that? You need to act right. See, God looks at us, and you know what He says? I send my Son to you. That is your action. That's the action power that I want in you. I give him to you. Will you accept? Will you accept the ultimate of love? It takes courage to speak up in the name of Jesus in this society. It takes courage to admit that you've made a mistake. It takes courage to encourage someone else. Because in a moment, that very moment of time where courage is needed, God gives it. God says, wait on me. I will give you the courage to take the next step, serving the Lord with gladness. Have the courage to keep God's word. When you read the book called the Holy Bible, it's full of direction for our life. You can never go wrong following God's direction. You hear me? He gives us stories throughout the Holy Bible of life. Those stories are warnings for us. This is what happens when a nation acts this way. This is what happens when an individual acts this way. This is what happens. Therefore, God is saying, I want you to understand that I know your situation and I want to bring into you true life, true love. I want to bring courage and to give you the courage to stand up for those around you, for what is right. Stand up for love, folks. Please, stand up. Love means so much in the heaven of God. Start practicing here on the earth he created for us. Listen to his word. Joshua 23:6. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left. We know through study that the law was given to us for to bring us to the Christ who was coming to be born in that in Bethlehem of Judea. We know that the law was given to show the human race that you couldn't keep it. You can't keep those rules. God knew that. Well, why did he do that this way? Because the Hebrew nation said, give us a human king to follow. We want to be like all the other nations. God warned them about such a request. But he gave them that human king. And they started going downhill, been going downhill ever since. God says, I am your God, I am your creator, I am all you will ever need. I'll give you the law of Moses, and you will find that you can't keep them. But don't worry, because I am sending my only begotten Son to live the human existence. For my Son will keep all the law, and he will bring the book of the law to a close. Didn't eliminate it. He fulfilled the law. Jesus fulfilled the law of Moses. And Jesus comes and he accepts my sin, your sin. He accepts my guilt, your guilt. And he says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the religious leaders got mad at him. Well, where does that leave us? We got all these fancy robes and everything. You start doing that, and it won't mean anything. It never meant anything to begin with. It's the Spirit that was behind it. It was for the people to associate with the power of God, not the power of man. And the Lord comes and the Lord says, take courage in my word. I have never fallen short when I followed God's direction, his word. Never. Oh, I've been hurt. I've been trampled. I've had all things done. But I've never lost. Never. Why? Because it's the word of God. When the Lord said, follow me and wait on me so you can, don't ever think that you are such a strong Christian that you can't stumble and fall back into that ditch of life. As soon as you think that, you're going to hit the bottom. As soon as you think, I've got this figured out, you're going to find out that you don't have. And God said it'll happen in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, every disaster will happen. Every good thing can happen in a moment, in a twinkling, when you don't expect it. Have the courage to go where God sends you. Doesn't matter where it is. Have the courage to go where God sends you. May not be the place you thought it would be. But God didn't ask for your opinion on that when you said, here am I, Lord, send me. Lord, what do you want me to do? That's the courage to ask God. Do you know why so many people don't ask God? They don't want to hear the answer. They're afraid of the answer. So therefore, they don't ask him. Deuteronomy 31, verse 7. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel. Now, I want you to think about this now. You got to picture Moses. When Moses was called by God to lead the Hebrew nation out of Egyptian bondage, Moses was 80 years old. 80 years old. He couldn't say, well, Lord, I can't do anything. I'm 80 years old. He said, I'll follow you, Lord. Now, 40 years later, oh, he had a hard-headed group. Let me tell you, they had to run around in the wilderness and all of this because of their own fears, and Moses had to deal with it. 40 years. Now Moses is 120 years old. Here's something you may not know. Moses wasn't turning it over, the leadership role, to Joshua because Moses was getting too old and feeble. No! Moses was still in his prime. His eyesight had not abated. His strength had not abated. He was doing just fine. But you see, back in his ministry, he had sinned. After he was leading the people, he sinned. A curse, I believe it was. And because of that sin, God said, you will not step foot into the promised land. But he was allowed to get to the river where he could see across. Joshua, you're going to take the lead from here. And he said it in front of the whole assembly. But you got to listen to this scripture, Deuteronomy 31, verse 7. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage. For you, now you would have had to have been there. You know those situations. Moses went through, well, I'll tell you how bad the people got. You remember this, Brother Randy. One time God said, I'll destroy this people. And Moses says, no, Lord, no, don't destroy them. Take me instead. Let the judgment be on me and spare the people. Well, they kept getting so bad. Later on in Scripture, you'll see, listen to Moses say, "Lord, you can wipe them out anytime you want right now." You been there? Think of that. That's fine, Lord. Go ahead. But God said, no, we're going to follow through. For things can happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You must go with this people, Joshua. Joshua, I got a picture, a smile on Moses' face. I can't go over there, but you got to go with this people. To the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them. God's word will be completed despite the people. And then he says to Joshua, and you shall cause them to inherit it. If you'll remember the story, many of them didn't want to go. They were afraid. It was something different. And not only that, the people over there in the promised land were like giants, and they were nothing but like grasshoppers in their presence. No, we don't want to go. Let us go back to Egypt and make brick for Pharaoh. It's easier. So the order was, Joshua, you shall cause them to inherit it. I've appointed you. Have the courage to confront powers that be for a friend in need. All of the leaders that God called had a special courage about them and a special power for particular situations. God's Son, the Holy of Holies, was hanging on a cross. He was dead. His spirit had already gone. But there was a friend. He was a well-learned friend, a rich man, very wealthy, and he took courage. Listen to Mark 15:43. His name was Joseph of Arimathea. He was a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God. He is a believer. Coming and taking courage. You know where he got that? Coming and taking courage. Went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Went into Pilate. Well, anybody who associated as a Christian at this time were killed immediately. But he had the courage to go in. Pilate, give me the body of Jesus. And Pilate agreed. And Joseph of Arimathea took the body down. Barnabas, I believe, was there and helped him. Took the body down. And as he took the body down, he took it to a tomb that he had had hewn for the rich man himself to lay Jesus in the tomb that he might properly have a burial. Well, he knew Jesus wasn't going to need it very long. For Jesus had already told them, and on the third day, I will rise. He rose in a moment. But the very moment that death had been conquered, Jesus never did anything too fast. He never did anything too slow. Jesus is never late. He's always right on time. But he said, wait for me. You want to do this right? Wait on me. I'll give you the courage. Once the courage is given, the acts of God are noticed. Once the acts of God are noticed and realized, the action of those hearing the word are changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You want to know where the miracles are? I hear many people talk about it. I'd like to see a miracle today. I got news for you. You're looking at one, but I got news for you. You don't have to look this far to see the miracle. The miracle you're looking for is in God's word. His word is the miracle. You put his word to use in your life, you will see a life filled with miracles. For that's the power. There's power in the word of God. And the word of God is the power that'll get you through this life victoriously. Your victory is in Jesus. And after all, he's the one that gave you that victory. He's the one that'll give you the courage to accept it. That's the word of God, and the word of God gets no better because it is the word that supersedes all other statements. God's holy word. Let's pray. Father, we ask the Lord God, as you touch our life, you'll give us the strength. And Father, give us the courage for the moment. Give us, Father, what we're going to need on a daily basis. Give us, Heavenly Father, the strength to continue to walk, the strength and courage to continue to speak your word. It's your name we're calling on, Father. It's your love that we've already received. Help us now to help our fellow man. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.